Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. This week, I'm going to share with you a new way of running a meeting. It's called the best meeting method, and it's a new way to address a persistent problem. And I'm really excited about talking about this. And it's an experiment, for sure. It's a new way of looking at it. The challenge I'll give to you, it's maybe it won't work for you. Maybe it will. I hope it does. But what I want to challenge you is to start to think about new ways of running meetings that give you a greater chance of being successful. Because a lot of people complain to me in the work that we do at the Brief Lab, a big problem continues to be meetings and how meetings get run, whether those meetings are on Teams or Zoom, whether in person, whether it's a corporate client or a military client or a government client, how people gather and how they talk with each other, how they work together, specifically collaborating in meetings, is broken. It's pretty broken. I've talked about this a lot on the podcast. If you go back thebrieflab.com and you look at the podcast episodes, if you're on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you're listening on, if you go back and look at past episodes, you'll see me talking about meeting agendas and how to kick off a meeting and set the right tone and all of that. So it is a problem. If you don't do anything, it's not going to change. It's just not. It could be an opportunity for amazing discussions and interactions and in really powerful collaboration, or it could be just where fun goes to die, I don't know how to put it, that people just are stuck in these things called meetings and they just can't get out of them. So what inspired me to do this was actually listening to a book on Audible, and it's called Working Backwards. And what got me to read this is a story about two guys that used to work at Amazon. And on my morning commute, when I'm in North Carolina and I'm driving into work, I listen to books because it's a nice commute. And I was forever in a day had heard about how Amazon banned PowerPoint. And I looked it up and I found this book, and it was written by two guys that used to work at Amazon. They were leaders, and they kind of talk about why Amazon is such a successful company. But I was specifically seeking the chapters that talked about this thing about how they got rid of PowerPoint. And let me just recap to you what happened is in my understanding. So Jeff Bezos is the founder of Amazon, infamously or famously decided that they're not going to use PowerPoint in meetings anymore. And so they got rid of PowerPoint by edict. I'm like, it was a mandate, like no more PowerPoint meetings. Like that's it, done. Everybody was shocked. But that was like that staple, that medium, that tool that people would all use in meetings was gone. And they went into, the authors of this book went into like why he did that. And they were arguing like, it rewards people who've got really good presentation skills, that are really charismatic, and the slides look beautiful. And but when you drill down, the slides are, they don't tell a story. They're often not linear. They're not organized well. You're jumping around. You're sort of at a superficial level. You don't get deep on a topic. And I think they just, you know, had enough. And Jeff Bezos said enough, and then boom, gone. No more. What they replaced it with was this method called a 6-page narrative. And what they would do is tell, if you've got a topic that really needs like in-depth consideration and discussion. So this isn't like I'm giving you an update about what's going on in the region, or, you know, I've got 2 minutes in a meeting, I'm just chiming in about what I've got going on this week. It's like something substantial. The new requirement was to write a 6-page narrative. And they like narratives because narratives tell a story. They're very linear. They're logical. There's a beginning, middle, and end. There's conflict. There's resolution. There's all that story form would allow the reader to be able to really understand the reasoning behind whatever this proposed approach would be. And then what they would do is they would write it and then bring it to the meeting. They didn't send it out in advance of the meeting. They would actually bring it to the meeting, and on the agenda, they would give the participants about 20 minutes to read it. And the calculations were about 3 minutes per page to read. And it, so if it was a five, it, I don't think it had to be six pages, but that was like the maximum. So if you did a five-page narrative, you got 15 minutes to read plus a little bit of time to write any comments on at the end. So it was about a 20-minute block, no more than 20 minutes. So you go to the meeting, and what caught my attention was they're using quiet. Oh, this is so interesting. So they're now using silence in the workday. That speaks to me because I wrote Quiet Works and about, you know, the role and the fundamental, why it's the secret, the missing ingredient, right? Quiet is the missing ingredient in the workday, right? So I'm going to put it in a meeting and everybody's going to be quiet for 20 minutes and they're just going to carefully read this narrative. And at the end of it, the author would start a discussion with the readers, with the participants, and was forbidden from representing it. So you can't have somebody read it and then you're going to present it again. So once you've read it, and everybody's now ready to rip it to shreds or say it's approved or comment on it or ask a question for clarification or give additional guidance or input. But there would be a subsequent amount of time for discussion. So let's say it was another 10 to 20 minutes, or whatever. So they would have a 40-minute meeting about that topic. And Amazon did that and continues to do that. When I was listening to this, they also talked about another technique they use called the PRFAQ. It's a press release, frequently asked questions. Similar, but the approach was when they were proposing something like a future initiative or something that they would do, like Amazon Prime or, you know, Alexa or whatever, some new thing, you would write a press release, but as if it happened already. So you would go out in the future 5 years and you would write a press release saying this already happened. And then you would write a list of frequently asked questions. And it was like a way of projecting into the future what this would look like if it actually, you know, took shape. They would use the same method, though. You would read it very carefully in quiet, and then you discuss it. So it was the six-page narrative, or the PRFAQ became like Amazon's way. So I was listening to this. We have a lot of corporate clients. None of my clients have ever used this method. And I don't know if anybody really has. It didn't create a movement, actually. It didn't move other organizations. Like, we're going to do what Amazon did, and we're going to ban PowerPoint. So I thought about that for a while, and I'm like, you know, I think I can make it better. And that's why that was a couple months ago. I think I can make it better. So I created this new approach. That's what I'm talking about today, called the BEST meeting method. And BEST is an acronym. It stands for Brief Executive Summary Technique. And it's a proposed meeting method as a new way to address this persistent problem of how people just go into meetings and it's same old, same old. And what you do is you kind of ditch the standard presentation way of doing a meeting in PowerPoint, much like Amazon encouraged, but you take a topic and you give people a real chance to understand it well. And I'm going to walk you through how to do this. Now, if you want to know more about this, certainly you can email me and I'd be happy to talk to you about it. But if you go on my LinkedIn, I have a newsletter that I came out about a year ago. It's also called Just Saying. It comes out once a month, and I've done an issue on the same topic, and it's a little bit more in depth. And when I go through this, I want you to think about like two things, like what do you do before the meeting and what do you do during the meeting? Okay. So that's kind of like, if you want to adopt this BEST meeting method, brief executive summary technique. So when you go through this method, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to grab a brief map and you're going to think about the topic that you want people to consume, and you want to create a visual outline. Again, brief map. Brief stands for background, relevance, information, ending, follow-up. You got this mind map. You've seen them. You've taken our courses. You've read the book Brief. You go to thebrieflab.com and resources. You'll see them. You can download one. And you got to fill it out. Okay? Fill it out. Okay, what is the idea I want to discuss? Okay, I want to launch a new software. Okay, what's the background? The background problem is, et cetera, et cetera. And then you create this visual outline. You fill in the boxes. Okay? Now, when you've done that, and you fill in all the boxes in the brief map, you can maybe do a couple of editions of those. You then write a one page narrative, but maybe like 1 to 2 page narrative. I'm not going to go to 6 pages. I think 6 pages might be too lengthy. If you want to write 6 pages, write 6 pages. But I think write a nice executive summary, okay, of this topic, but write it out, like stitch it together is the term I use. You've got an outline. So now I want you to explain it to me in prose, like go into a storyline, like explain to me the story. What's the point and why are you doing this? And what's the background issue and what's the proposed solution and how is it going to work? And what's the payoff and what's the end state and what's the follow-up? And just write it out longhand. Now, what this is going to do is it's going to force you to write. And you're going to use quiet to write. In our writing classes, we teach a technique called tower, think, outline, write, edit, rewrite. You're going to write it out long form. Okay. And then you're going to revise it and edit and rewrite it. And then you're going to write, you've got a brief map filled out, nice, clean. Maybe you fill it up by hand, but a nice, clean copy. You've got an outline and then you've got this 1 or 2 page narrative. That's before the meeting. Okay. Now you call the meeting. And you propose, we want to use the best meeting method for this meeting this week. So this, it's a method. So you might have other things on the agenda, but you're going to take 20 minutes of the meeting to you and use the best meeting method as the framework, as the method or approach to run the meeting. And here's what you can do in the meeting. So in advance, you got to let people know you're doing this and you might need to provide a little brief description of what this best meeting method is. But primarily it is using quiet to give the participant a chance to actually read it, scan the brief map, and then give them quiet time to read and reflect on what you've written with no interruptions and no talking. And you have to calculate how much time you want to give them. So the general principle is it takes about 2 to 3 minutes to scan a brief map. You can kind of get the general points that you're making by looking at a brief map. That'll be a 2 to 3 minutes. And then it's about 3 minutes per page to read. That's about what research tells us. So let's say you're doing a 2-pager. I would say give them like 2 minutes to scan the brief map and give them like 3 minutes to read the page. Let's say there's 2 pages. So you've got, 6 minutes of reading, 2 minutes of scanning. That's about 8 minutes. And I would give them like 2 minutes to write down any questions or concerns or observations they might have. So you got about 10 minutes. Okay. So when you start the meeting, you pass out the brief map, whether it's digitally online or you in person, you hand them out to all the participants and you give them the instructions. So you got 10 minutes of quiet. Nobody talks. Everybody just scans it, skims it, and then carefully reads the narrative that you've written, the executive summary, and then writes down any questions you have. When 10 minutes hits, this is key. Ask the reader if they need any more time, if they need another minute or two, because people process information differently. They might need a few more minutes. So give them a few more minutes. And then you start a discussion and give yourself a time for the discussion. I call this the best meeting method because when I tried it, when I experimented it myself, this is what happened to me. I went into a meeting and I had a team do this and they did it for me. Had it been a PowerPoint, I probably would have been scattered, jumping around, interrupting them, like not at my best. But what this helped do is it helped like settle me down and focus me. The quiet really helped. It was super relaxing actually. And I had a time to like look at the map. So the map, I had a general sense of their outline already. So going into reading it, the long form, the 2 pages or 1 or 2 pages, I think it was 2 pages. I knew what they were going to talk about, but they went into more detail and it was really calming. Because nobody was talking. It was just me reading. And then when the time came up, I actually needed a few more minutes. So I asked for a few more minutes and I wrote down my comments and questions. And the presenter, the author, is not allowed to present it again. They're really just supposed to discuss it, answer any questions, et cetera. And it was incredible. It was incredible. I found it to be incredibly productive, calming, helped me concentrate, and it really drove a much better discussion, a much more meaningful discussion that I still remember in very clear terms what we talked about. So that's it. That's the best meeting method. It's a new way to address a persistent problem. Give it a try. If we don't experiment with new ways to run meetings, please don't blame me. Just saying.